On behalf of the Illinois Association of Blind Students, though slightly delayed due to technical difficulties, I'd like to welcome you to our annual fall business meeting. We have a great deal of business to get through this morning, so we're going to go right ahead and do that. On the phone, we have second vice president. Sorry, Lori, didn't mean to push you out early. Second Vice President Rob Hobson. Unfortunately, because of technical difficulties, I think Rob can probably hear you, but I may have to do some translating for you to hear what he's saying. So, first, it'd be great to go around and introduce everybody. If you're a student, please say so. If you're a scholarship winner, please say so. If you're a board member, please say so. And we'll start. And, you know, just a quick background on who you are would be great. What chapter you belong to. And anything you want to tell us. And we'll start with the table on my right. Lori, go ahead. I will repeat what she says for the streaming anyway, so. No, not everybody can, so stay where you are.
I'm second vice president of the Metro Chapter of Minneapolis, and I will be giving up my term because I live in Minnesota and I can't be a board member of IAF anymore, and I'm not in school, so I wish whoever becomes the new board
Oh, thank you, Lori Brown. She just gave a very nice speech that I'm not going to repeat.
Hello, my name is Paul.
You are until tomorrow. Lori Brown is first vice president of IABS. She will not be seeking re-election. Bruce Paul is an external board member and FBI board liaison. He will not be seeking re-election. Thank you both for your service. Next to Bruce. And my mentee.
What's that?
My mentee today.
Oh, yes, and I'm Ron.
Thanks, Leah. Nemoy Malcolm, scholarship class of 2008. Okay.
Hi, my name is Michelle Wesley. I am a student and a scholarship winner. I'm also on the IM board this year. Oh, sorry, I just need to talk. Sorry.
Michelle Wesley, she's currently a board member, NABS liaison. She's a scholarship member, class of 2008, and she kicks dogs. No, that was an accident.
I'm Allison Slaughter, and I am IAB's treasurer.
Allison Slaughter, very simple. You want to talk about where you go to school there?
Oh, right. I go to St. Louis University.
Studying? our next president, ladies and gentlemen. We have to pull words out of her, the opposite of me. Allie Slaughter, treasurer. She's a student down at St. Louis University, and she's done an absolutely amazing job, as has Michelle. Who's on your left?
I'm Ryan Strong.
We'll come back to her.
Well, but I'm already up, so, you know. And I'm a former president of the National Association of Blind Students from Austin, Texas, and I'm studying life.
Ryan Strunk, our National Association of Blind Students representative, student of life. For Julia. She's baby B.O.D. Baby B.O.D. is very tired. Julia Chang. Julia has done, she's not a board member. She hasn't run for any office, but pretty much whatever we ask of her, she's always done. So she's a board member in spirit. Thanks, Julia. Mark, your table's up next. You want to start? Cassandra. Cassandra's got a swallow. Cassandra Certeza. She is a 2008 member of the internship class of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. Later today, you'll hear about her internship this past summer and what a great job she did. Thanks, Cassandra. To your left. Araceli Avina, who is a student at Elgin, also a member of Chicago chapter on the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired Advisory Board, and also a member of the NFBI internship class of 2008, and you'll be hearing about what her internship experience was like this summer later today. I have to repeat all that? I was talking to the hotel, so I didn't pay attention. Mark Riccobono, executive Twitter about it. Somebody send me a Twitter and tell me what he said. Actually, don't. I'm on the phone. I couldn't read it. Mark Riccobono, executive director of the Jernigan Institute, also a grad student himself. Now, Mark is going to talk about some of the things that he's been involved with and that the Jernigan Institute's been involved with. But many of the programs that this affiliate sends students to, younger and older, are through the institute that Mark runs. So the Junior Science Academy, the Youth Slams, the Science Camps, Mark is largely responsible, Mark and his team are responsible for. So Mark is absolutely committed to students, committed to student education and development, and we're happy to have you. Brandy? Brandy Winnecke at Westwood College, seeking a degree in criminal justice, wants to advocate for victims of crimes, and a member of Chicago chapter. We're happy to have you. Now, I missed somebody at this table right on Cassandra's right.
Oh, no, I'm just visiting.
That's okay. Introduce yourself. You're welcome to be here. Israel Bravo from New Jersey. You student?
Yeah, I actually going to grad school at Fordham University.
Attends Fordham University for grad school studying?
Clinical psychology.
Excellent. Okay. Tech people, you're up next. Thank you, Leanne. Leanne. Maine, Chicago chapter. Go ahead. That's it? Okay. Leanne has been doing a lot of the running for us, a lot of the logistics from the floor. Leanne, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you.
I take her up off the floor. Blair Alper, I'm very proud to accept your. I'm just here and helping
do. Yeah,
I guess I am a member. yes, I'm here.
Blair Alper is one of our sound engineers, does an absolutely fabulous job. We couldn't do it without you either.
Byron Lee, and how can I follow up with a speech like that?
By Twittering.
I'm the one Twittering you.
And we're just streaming the audio on the internet. Last time I looked, about 5 minutes ago, we had four people tuned in. And that may not be a very big number, but at this early in the morning, I consider that a lot of people.
Okay. Byron Lee, who is a student, Byron, at iCree Wood. Byron is learning Braille after quite some time fighting it. Absolutely. Byron is our other sound engineer and the completion of the triad of the people that we couldn't survive this weekend without. Byron indicates that at last check, he's stuffing his face right now, so he hasn't checked within the last 5-10 minutes. There were four people listening to us on the internet. And considering it's this early in the morning, and they were probably listening to Idol late last night, that's pretty spectacular. The table behind Leanne. Roseanne.
I'm Roseanne Bragas. I'm a scholarship winner. I'm currently a student at Grace College and want to have my associate's degree in astronomy, which I hope someday be a doctorate, and work in NASA studying spatial phenomena.
Roseanne Bragas is a member of the 2008 scholarship class, a student at where?
Prairie State
University studying astronomy. And plans to get her PhD in it and work for NASA. Now, you need to talk to Mark while you're here, because he knows people. Don't you, Mark?
He knows people.
Okay.
I'm Joseph Bond. I'm a scholarship winner, freshman at Milton University, majoring in theater. And my mentor is Emily Dodi, and she ran off. So I'm scared. I can't speak for her, but she's here.
Okay. Joseph Fine, a student at Millikan University, studying
theater.
Yes. Joseph did an absolutely amazing job singing last night. He's a member of the 2008 scholarship class. He's being mentored by Kelly Doty, who is running around dealing with all of the fires that spring up at a hotel during convention. So, Kelly, are you in the room? Okay, Kelly Doty is also here. She serves as treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. She does an absolutely amazing job. So if there's a check that's supposed to be cut to you, it's coming from her. If there's a bill that she needs to pay on behalf of the affiliate, it's coming from her. She does just phenomenally managing the treasury and keeping all the paperwork. Now, I need to say something else about Kelly. Kelly and I co-chair our transitions group, our transitions program, Freedom Link, and she has a commitment to students and student development that is above and beyond that of anyone else I know. She does an absolutely amazing job. So even though she's not here, how about a round of applause for Kelly? Patrick? I didn't hear the last of it.
I'm planning to be a social activist.
A proactivist?
Social,
social activist. Wow. I was going to say, where do I sign up? Patrick Olson attends Black Hawk College, getting his associate's degree in what?
Political science.
Wants to be a proactivist. Apparently not.
Activist.
Yes, I know. I'm just messing with you.
How dare you?
I have the mic. That entitles me. All right, next. Bill Reif is a longtime member. He has recently, just within the last couple of weeks, been elected as Ferris Wheel president after several years as vice president. Bill is a lawyer, and Bill also has a commitment and dedication to students that is very, very valuable, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Bill. Daddy. And what was the last part? Bob?
Pardon?
The last part?
I said I'm president of the Black Hawk chapter in the Quad Cities.
Quad Cities, okay. Bob Gardner is president of the Black Hawk chapter in the Quad Cities. Now, Bob Gardner chairs the special events committee, which put this convention together. He does an absolutely amazing job. Bob Gardner is also a graduate of Blind Inc. And so was very recently a student himself. Bob Gardner is he's a friend to IABS. He's an honorary board member because he's our authorized signatory from the NFBI board. And he's always been available if this board has ever needed any guidance or assistance. So thank you, Bob. Nancy Gardner, First Lady of the Black Hawk chapter. And she's the reason why Bob is so great. These are also my parents. They adopted me yesterday. And they didn't even ask what my income potential is either. Riccobono says they knew. Okay, next. Debbie Stein is first vice president of the affiliate, president of the Chicago chapter. Many of us are here because of her work, because we've won scholarships or internships. She chairs the scholarship and internship committee. Debbie also co-chairs the Spring Student Seminar Committee, does an absolutely amazing job. Many of us are here because of that. Debbie is also, studying. And so she understands firsthand right now, she's seeking a certification, what the rigors and what's all involved in education and learning and testing and everything else. So she really is, and she's also been extremely supportive with of IABS and this board. And we've always been able to call on her when we've needed somebody to either, you know, help with some of the intellectual and tough stuff, figuring out policy, or to haul a cooler across the city of Chicago using the L. And she's great at delegating, Mark Riccobono. And she just does an absolutely amazing job. Thanks, Debbie, and welcome. Friends, don't worry, I'll editorialize here. Francisco Chang, he's our first man, I guess. First dude of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, married to Patty Chang, father to Julia and John Chang, which just tells you Julia gets some of her personality from him, not all from her mama. Now, Francisco is a nurse. He's one of those people that you can just sort of ask to do anything, and he doesn't even look at you funny when the request is really, really weird, which is very valuable in an organization like this. Does a lot of the heavy lifting, does a lot of the medical response, medication administration for some of our seminars, stuff like that. Does a lot of our reading and anything we've ever asked him to do. I don't think Francisco's ever told me no. So thank you, Ponch. She can introduce herself when she gets back. Steve Estalas? You want to introduce yourself?
I'm a charter member of this affiliate. We'll hear about that this weekend. And now serve as Chicago Chapter Secretary, class of 1973, University of Illinois,
Urbana. Woohoo! He's an alumni. Steve Estalas. He is secretary, Chicago Chapter. He's a charter member of this affiliate, which means he's been around for 40 years, at least, and a graduate of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Welcome, Steve. Who's to your left, Steve? Who's to your right, then? Okay, Lily Diego, class of 2008, attending UIC, seeking a degree in journalism. We heard her poem last night, which was absolutely amazing. Lily, who's your mentor? Kathy, are you there? Kathy, yep, absolutely. Kathy Randall, President Emeritus, the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. Kathy, a lot of you are here also because of Kathy's work. Kathy gets the money. She's a grant writer. She writes a lot of grants. She works very hard to secure scholarship and internship funding. And so much of what we would do here in this affiliate is youth development driven. A lot of what we've been able to accomplish is because of Kathy's hard work. So Kelly writes the checks, but Kathy gets the money. So thanks, Kathy. Sure. K Kathy's delighted that she doesn't have to run a Ferris wheel chapter anymore. And
delighted that she's still involved in the vice president. She really got into
the... Aw, Ferris wheel's a chapter of love. Okay. Hallelujah. Kathy, is there anyone else at your table?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Wright. I attend the University of Illinois at Chicago, but I study computer science. And I'm here to tell you all that if there's any of you guys out there that have not done so, you need to get out there and go totally mobile.
Okay. Dave Wright is former first vice president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. He is a student at the University of Illinois at Chicago studying computer science. He is our Go Totally Mobile guru. He will be demonstrating, correct, the KNFB mobile? Or have you already done so this weekend? I don't know. Have not. Well, he's walking around with it, so if you want to see what it looks like, you want to see how it works, shout for him. He's loud. He'll hear you too. He'll shout back. And he can show you how it works. It's a great little thing. It's a KNFB reader, for those of you who don't know. And it's pocket-sized in a cell phone, so it does all the cool things that a cell phone does, like Twitter. And in addition, you can scan, take a picture of documents, and it'll convert it to audio and read it to you. Welcome, Dave Wright. We're happy to see you bright and early this morning. You didn't go to bed at all, did you?
Actually, I did.
Wow. Who woke up from the fire alarm this morning? Who slept through the fire alarm this morning? Congratulations! 3/4 of this room is dead. Dave, is there anyone at your table? Anyone else at your table? Patty, you came back. No, okay. The table next to Dave's? That's it? Okay. Patty Chang is not here, so I'm going to get to introduce her. Boy, am I going to editorialize. Actually, I'm going to get to introduce her later. So all I'm going to say is that Patty Chang is...
She rocks.
She absolutely rocks. And that's enough said. Okay. On the phone. Rob?
Yeah?
You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, okay. My name is Rob Hobson. I'm the second vice president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students until tomorrow. I want to thank everybody who worked on the board over the last couple years. I feel that all of us together, we all did a really good job with the help of everybody who was mentioned today. I wish I was there. It was just too expensive for me to fly up. I'm currently in Louisiana. I'm graduating in November with my master's in orientation and mobility from Louisiana Tech.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Rob serves as second vice president. I think you probably all heard him, yeah?
Yes.
Excellent. So I don't have to repeat. Rob is also not seeking re-election. So at this time, I want to thank everybody for being here. And we're happy to have you. Thank you. Hey, I have a speech. Oh, right. I forgot to introduce myself. I do that every year. Well, I have a speech that you can't take away from me. And you've got one, too? I love Lori. My name is Ronza Othman. I serve for the next 27 hours as president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. There is a countdown. And I am not, I've absolutely, it's been a pleasure working with all of you. I've gotten to work with every single one of you on some level, whether it be through the Transitions Freedom Link program or through Beyond Barriers or Opening Doors, Opening Minds, our spring student seminars, whether it be with Kathy Randall writing grants, trying to get some of the funding that really gets this movement going, whether it be ordering people around, like Lori likes to say, the monthly board meetings, even though we've had difficulty scheduling them so they don't interfere with my TV schedule, have been a great deal of fun. I have to talk to you for a moment about this board. Now, this board consists of more than the people that are in this room, more than the people that have introduced themselves as official board members. We've had some turnover over the last 2 years, and I just want to take a second to thank Christella Garcia for her service, Tiffany, Jolliffe, thank you. Patty's back. Tiffany Jolliffe for her work, Dave Wright for his, Jennifer Justice for her work. They've stepped in when we've needed them. Different situations, education, relocation, have pulled them away from our student division physically, though not in spirit, and we absolutely couldn't have done it without any of them or any of the people on this current board, so thank you all. I am not seeking re-election as president. I am no longer a student, and therefore I am constitutionally not eligible. Beyond that point, I think that we've done a great deal in 2 years. We reformed this division from virtual non-existence. In fact, real non-existence. It had been dormant for several years before we reformed it in the summer of 2006. And people came, Dave Harlow was our previous treasurer, and he just absolutely did an amazing job. He has moved, gotten a job, finished his education, gotten a job, and moved away as well. And he was one of the founders or refounders of IABS. I don't know. I can't convey to you what it's meant to me. And I guess we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we've done so much in this student division, and we'll hear some of that in my presidential report shortly. It's been my pleasure to serve you, and thank you for trusting me, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Lori, did you want to say something? Okay, why don't you come up?
Two years ago, I got a phone call from Ronza, it was a little over 2 years ago, and she says, what do you think about starting up a student division? And I'm like, I won't be president. She goes, no. I said, that would be great. We negotiated with the affiliate, and we drew up our constitution, we got it approved, we've laid the pavement for the future. I think we've done a pretty good job. We've got a great student division here. We've got, how many members do we have? 60? 60 members. And I'm sure that there's more to come. You know, with this scholarship program, there's new people coming in all the time. And like I said earlier, for the future board, don't be hesitant to call on me, on Ronza. We've laid the pavement for you guys, and don't be afraid of what the next 2 years are going to bring for you. You're going to do fabulous. Just keep the momentum going, because the students of Illinois need this association. You guys are a tool for them to learn opportunities, and you guys are going to do a great job. And Ronza, I love you. It has been a pleasure to work with you. You've been a mentor of mine, and I appreciate that. And I can't express that enough. For me, this whole affiliate has been the best thing that's ever happened to me, because I had no idea what my future was going to be like 5 years ago. And I'm very proud to come from an affiliate that took me in and gave me the knowledge and the love and the support to be a confident, competent, blind person. And you guys led me down the path to freedom, and I appreciate that. So thank you for having me here this weekend, And invite me back next year. I love you.
I love you too. Rob, did you have anything you wanted to add? Rob is also stepping down as second VP.
I don't think I could say anything more than what Ronza and Lori have said.
Okay.
So I just want to say it was an honor working with you guys.
All right. Bruce, you're also... Sorry. Thank you, Rob. Rob is absolutely amazing. He stepped in when we were in some trouble. We needed some refocusing, and we needed somebody to really step in and do some of the grunt work. And he's always been the voice of reason. When I go off the deep end and Lori tries pulling me in the other direction, he tends to say, Lori's right.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Can you say that one
time? Lori's right. Bruce is also stepping off the board. Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Well, I did want to thank everyone. The last, actually, more than...
Come on up. Use the mic. Oop, Rob just disconnected, so we'll wait for him to call back. Go ahead.
So I did want to thank everybody. The last 2 years plus have been the worst experience in my life. My mom died after 2 years plus with ovarian cancer, and that was much more difficult for me and much more, it's amazing what kind of strength people have when you don't even know it. And I'm glad you guys put up with my kind of lapses of presence and lapses of judgment and...
One, you're exaggerating, and two, it's because you're cute.
Oh. Thank you. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. Thank you.
First of all, I want to say something real quick. Ronza would call me quite often and say, Bruce is wanting to resign again. I'm not letting him do it.
Bruce tried to resign 15 times in the last 2 years. We didn't let it happen. We're glad we didn't let it happen. Things happen. We are students first, and that has to take priority. That's sort of been my mantra. That's been my philosophy. We are members of other chapters. We have other commitments, and Bruce is a member of our family, and he has gone through quite a lot, and we're glad that we were able to be here for you, and if you ever need anything, we're still your family. Okay, next up on the agenda, we have a secretary's report, but our secretary is not here, and so we would need to go over the minutes of the board meeting that was held in the beginning of October. We're going to move that to the next board meeting, and we'll get those minutes, and the next board can deal with it, as far as I'm concerned. Next, we have a treasurer's report. Allie? Just get the mic to your level.
Because you're short. Yeah, it's there. Okay. Sorry. Okay, as of July 1, do it again. We were struggling with $62.22. We've gotten some income from that since then. Our sales at National were $165. We've sold $100 in shot glasses and gotten $150 in donations. So our total income has been $415. And we've also had some expenses. Scroll down for me. Our dues have been $42. Airfare for our NABS rep, Mr. Strunk, was $259. It's not, okay. Sorry, technical difficulties. IAB's idle music and raffle materials were $25, and our total expenses have been $284. What?
Speaking of the mic.
Oh, sorry. And now our current balance as of October 15 is, go down. Sorry, $193.22.
We are in the plus. And that does not include, correct, Allie?
That doesn't include Idle from last night.
That doesn't include Idle, and that doesn't include the donations that we got for the rest of the expenses for our NABS rep or any of the expenses we've paid, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept? Is there a second? Any discussion?
No.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thanks, Allie. So next on the agenda, you have, shocker, me. For the next hour and 25 minutes, here is my presidential report. I stand here today before friends and those who have become members of my family to share the triumphs and successes of the Illinois Association of Blind Students this past year. I also stand here with pride in my current board, hope and confidence in the board which will succeed us, and a renewed sense of purpose, determination, and energy for the work that remains to be done for and by blind students. 2 years ago, I outlined how IABS intended to rise from infancy once again to reaffirm the position of blind students as successful, confident, and talented members of society. Last year, in a room similar to this, I discussed some of the ways IABS began reaching out to Illinois' blind students, engaging their minds, cultivating their talents, and building their confidence. I am thrilled to be able to report on some of the vital ways the Illinois Association of Blind Students has expanded on these activities in the past year. I have had the privilege of serving alongside the most talented and dynamic group of individuals. Each member has experienced personal triumphs and tribulations in his or her own educational lives. Each member brings heart, brains, and courage to the organization. We range in age from 5 to over 75. We range in education from preschool to postdoctoral fellows. We vary in cultural, religious, and socioeconomic backgrounds, but we share in common an appreciation for education and the desire to ensure that every blind student maximizes his or her educational potential in this state. Since last November, IABS has been very busy. In January, we attended the winter meeting of the National Association of Blind Students. President Ronza Othman, Second Vice President Rob Hobson, Secretary Megan Jost, and Member Janice Jing were all in attendance. IABS reported its activities for the previous year and was once again singled out as one of the most active chapters of NABS. The members then participated in Washington seminar where they met with members of the legislature to discuss issues of vital importance to the blind. Students accompanied veteran members of the affiliate to educate Congress on new and emerging threats like quiet cars, as well as funding the digital conversion of the NLS Talking Book program, both of which directly affect the student population. In addition, we fought and shall continue to fight alongside our mentors to ensure equality, efficiency, and fairness in the Social Security program. We've learned from those who've preceded us that civic engagement has had far-reaching effects. We have visited members of the legislature in our home districts to encourage them to support our initiatives over the past year. We've engaged in letter campaigns, telephonic contact, and email communication, and we've helped in getting many Illinois representatives to co-sponsor legislation that will directly impact the lives of blind citizens. In fact, this past summer, Congress enacted the Higher Education Accessible Materials Act. This legislation will ensure that every student in the country receives his or her textbooks in a format he or she can use on time. This legislation will allow blind students to compete on equal footing with their sighted counterparts in the classroom for the first time in history. This very bill originated as an issue at Washington Seminar less than 2 years ago. By participating in the legislative process, blind students, including our own, take an active role in defining their rights and responsibilities. While growing as strong and motivated individuals ourselves, the leaders in IABS must begin to spread the wealth of knowledge and experience we've gained from our own mentors and from those who laid the foundation for us in the past. Last April, IABS and the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois co-sponsored Beyond Barriers. This student seminar brought together 22 students from various academic levels and geographic locations throughout the state. The event took place over 2 days and was held in Urbana, just off the campus of the University of Illinois. The purpose of the seminar was to promote self-advocacy, empowerment, and positive attitudes toward blindness. We emphasized available technology, braille, literacy, independent mobility. Some of the highlights of the seminar included a technology round robin, a scavenger hunt throughout the hotel using our long white canes, dance lessons, and a spirited discussion of the rehabilitation system. Some of the students who participated in the spring student seminar are here at convention, and we're thrilled to have them. Beyond Barriers helped its participants cultivate their abilities, learn needed skills and techniques, and network with other students and successful blind members. By drawing from the resources established by others, they begin working toward building the futures they desire. And we, the IEBS members who were a part of developing and implementing the seminar, learned firsthand how challenging and rewarding it is to repay those who fostered our own development by helping the next generations find their way. We are aware that we are in training to one day lead this affiliate. This year, I am pleased to relay that we have members serving on every single NFBI committee, from legislation to resolutions, to scholarship, to public relations and press, to fundraising and development, to recruitment and retention, and on and on and on. In this capacity, we'll give you one. Part of the organization on the grassroots level. We are able to incorporate educational issues and youth development into every facet of the NFBI's operation and policy development. Thus, we ensure that our organization continues to respond quickly and appropriately to emerging issues. Moreover, we are able to help and cultivate the next generation of leaders, identify funding sources for our programs, draft legislation, and advocate positions that improve the quality of life for the blind, and have a real role in defining the direction of the organized blind movement. In July, members of IABS traveled to Dallas to participate in the National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention. We attended sessions, seminars, and workshops. Additionally, Ronza Othman, Lori Brown, Rob Hobson, Treasurer Allison Slaughter, and members Julia Chang, Brando Collins, Janice Jang, Eduardo Martinez, and Myra Ramirez attended the National Association of Blind Students meeting. This past summer, the Illinois Association of Blind Students held a Six Flags outing in Dallas. Seven members headed to Six Flags over Texas, long white canes in hand, and engaged in the ultimate mobility exercise. We navigated through the park successfully, rolled roller coasters, talked with other guests about our blindness, and had a wonderful time. We organized this activity in order to demonstrate to the public that blind people enjoy the same activities that the sighted. We also sought to challenge our mobility skills and engage in public education. This activity was wildly successful, with all the participants asking for a repeat next year. Our members have attended training sessions and workshops to hone our leadership, mentoring, and outreach skills. Members Kelly Doty and Ronza Othman attended a youth development seminar at the National Center for the Blind in January. In addition, Rob Hobson and Kelly Doty attended leadership seminars at NFB headquarters. In addition, Lori Brown participated in advocacy workshops through Blind Inc. Eduardo Martinez and Myra Ramirez participated in a youth leadership seminar in Baltimore this past April. And finally, Ronza Othman facilitated a session during the Scholarship Alumni Mentoring Program seminar last January. Our members have also participated in programs and seminars on the national level. Members Caitlin Ryan, Emma Meyer, and Jada Pumphrey all attended the NFB's Junior Science Academy, an intensive seminar in science. Additionally, Chris Mankowski participated in the Teen Empowerment Academy, an 8-week-long program aimed at teaching participants blindness skills, such as braille, mobility, home management, cooking, and more. The program also incorporated an internship so participants can gain practical work experience. In September, IABS, along with the NFBI, embarked on our most ambitious and long-term project thus far. We began a transitions program for high school students called Freedom Link. The group meets monthly and engages in both educational and social activities. The purpose of the program is to prepare students for what comes after high school, to instill in them the confidence to succeed, and to furnish them with the tools they will need to flourish. This month, the Illinois Association of Blind Students had held several Meet the Blind Month activities. We visited elementary and high schools in Oaklawn, Minneapolis, and Louisiana. There, we demonstrated the use of Braille and the cane. We are also planning to visit colleges throughout the state, including the University of Illinois at Champaign, DePaul University, and others. Our goal is to man information tables and demonstrate through our presence that blind students, provided they have proper training and opportunities, can succeed both in school and after graduation. Our affiliate has made mentorship a priority in the past year. Since many new members to the affiliate and to the organization take the form of students, IABS has been very busy forging mentoring relationships with the newcomers. Members of the board served as a resource for scholarship and internship winners, first-time convention attendees, Spring Student Seminar and Teen Empowerment, as well as Junior Science Academy participants, and youth who were new to our organization. By serving as mentors, we became positive role models, demonstrating that blindness is not a barrier to academic accomplishment. We will continue to build our mentoring program in the coming year, fully aware that today's newcomer is tomorrow's leader. It was not long ago that we ourselves were being mentored. We're honored to have the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with those that come after us. Later today, IABS will be hosting the annual student luncheon. We will discuss issues relevant to blind students. In addition, this year's scholarships class will introduce themselves. We will hear from a leader in the National Association of Blind Students. Moreover, IABS will present an Excellence in Teaching Blind Students Award to one very deserving educator. In order to maximize educational potential for Illinois' blind students, we must collaborate with, provide training to, and learn from educators and administrators. Illinois boasts some of the most talented and committed teachers in the country. We recognize the best and most talented among them because they play such a crucial role in furnishing students with the arsenal they will need to earn degrees, build careers, and become productive members of society. IABS has worked hard to build a sound treasury. Our programs and activities are costly, but the current board determined that it was crucial to hand off healthy finances. Thus, we've sought donations from private individuals and local businesses. We've also sold IAB snacks at the National Convention in Dallas, including taffy apples, yogurt, and Chex Mix. Last night, IABS hosted our third annual IABS Idol. Members performed acts and songs before a panel of judges. This event generated $260. Congratulations to Lori Brown on an award-winning performance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to everyone who participated, and special thanks to sound engineers Byron Lee and Blair, a lot of words, Blair Alpert, for an amazing job handling all our technology needs, and Leanne Main for handling all our running and everything else we needed. IABS extends infinite gratitude to our judges, Mark Riccobono, Ryan Strunk, and Julia Chang. IABS is now selling CDs of IABS Idol for $10. Currently, IABS is selling raffle tickets for $1 each and 6 for $5. The person who purchases the winning ticket will receive one half of the proceeds from the raffle. Good luck to everyone who participates. As those of you on the Chicago chapter bus know, or should know, IABS is also selling Chex Mix and bottled water for $1 each. Please visit the IABS table at the back of General Session for your raffle ticket, Chex Mix, and bottled water needs. We rely very heavily on our website to disseminate information about IABS. Visitors can find updated information about events and activities, as well as links to valuable resources. Special and infinite thanks go to Ruth Ann Wheeler for her hard work in creating and maintaining the site. In addition, it takes tremendous work to maintain current membership lists. Special thanks to Connie Davis for her diligence and exemplary record keeping. We couldn't know who our members are if she wasn't telling us. The student division will be very busy in the coming months. IABS plans to be well represented at Washington Seminar once again in February. Students are a critical constituency and our issues matter. We have an obligation to promote those issues to our legislators. They can only create policy on our behalf if we demand to be heard. We will advocate for issues of importance to the blind and educate our legislators on how we want to live. We've proven in the past that collective action works, and it works well. We want to be a part of defining our identity as an organization. Oop, my computer just crashed. One second.
Six listeners on.
Excellent. I think I just got a power surge, so it's going to take me 1 second. Patty, are you in the room?
Yes.
Introduce yourself, please.
All right. I thought I had
your filler. Take your time.
Okay. I think y'all know who I am. Patty Kay, I'm president of NFTI. I have been served in that capacity for just a little bit over 2 years now, I think. By trade, I'm an attorney.
I think you're okay. We're almost done.
Stand by your man, Patty. Hey, I stuck it just for him.
Yes, you did.
I've been married almost 25 years. I know how to stay married.
45 years?
Almost 25.
Oh, 25. Okay. Whew.
Almost 25.
I gotta get my hearing set.
Mine, she probably was dumping them off. I didn't hear it. I'm gonna swallow it.
Okay, here we go. Sorry about that, folks. JAWS decided it didn't want to work anymore. Next year, IABS, along with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, will collaborate on another youth seminar. Please keep a watch for information about this seminar in the coming weeks. I hear me. I don't want to hear me. Thanks, Mark. As our term comes to a close, I look back on the 2 years we've served the blind students in Illinois. We accomplished a great deal as a board and as a division. We saw the establishment of regular student seminars, a transitions club for high school students, active involvement in the legislative advocacy and mentoring processes, the growth of our members both in quantity and in ability, and much, much more. I cannot convey how grateful I am for the faith in me the membership has had. I am humbled by the support and affection I've received the last 2 years. It has been my honor to serve you, the students, leaders, and members of this affiliate. I've learned much, grown more, and found a family here in Illinois. I've given my heart and sweat to this division, as has every member of the board. We've served you and one another, and we hope we walk away having cherished the legacy we were gifted. The outgoing board has worked very hard to lead this division in a positive direction, to root its foundation in NFB philosophy, and to build it so it withstands the transient nature of students. This dynamic group of individuals has served with their intellects, with their hearts, and with their experiences guiding them to make the decisions that would govern IABS. Lori Brown, first vice president of IABS, has been my right hand,
my sister, and my confidant. She is the voice of reason of our board. Second Vice President Rob Hobson is the enthusiasm of this board. Nothing is too difficult. Anything is possible, and we'll all be better for trying, even if there appear to be numerous complications at first. Secretary Megan Joost is the sense of humor of this board. She makes us laugh at ourselves and at each other, teaching us that governing can be fun if you let it be. Treasurer Allie Slaughter is our resilience. She finds ways to bounce back no matter what obstacles we encounter. She is a born leader, though she does so with a quiet grace and dignity I could never affect. She will be a fine president, a staunch advocate, and a refreshing change this division needs. Board member Bruce Paul is our constant. No matter what difficulties he has faced in his life, his steadiness and experience have grounded us. He is thoughtful and detail-oriented, and he knows how to have fun. Board member Michelle Wesley embodies the vision of this board. She is strong, intelligent, enthusiastic, and understands the spirit that is the NFB. She is our youngest elected leader, and yet she has all the abilities and potential of the older among the board combined. She will continue to nourish IABS and help direct it so that it, too, maximizes its potential. As a president, my job was incredibly easy because of the work and talent of my board. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your service. But none of us would be here without our beloved members. You elected us to lead you, and we've tried to do so to the best of our abilities. You have been our motivation, our support, and our purpose. You've taught us, and you've learned from us. But we are all here together, whether titled or not, as members of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. We come together, educated and not, young and inexperienced, newcomers and veterans, to serve blind students in Illinois and elsewhere. We set the example, and we learn from it. We pave the way, and we walk the road. We embrace our past, and we envision our future. This year, as we celebrate 40 years of a rich and productive organization, it is essential to look back at our past as a student division. The life of a student division is filled with fits and starts, as those seeking formal education shift locations, places in their lives, and goals. Nonetheless, we are at our strongest point as a division in history. Our members serve more than just the blind student population in Illinois. We are involved in a variety of activities within and outside of the affiliate, utilizing our talent to raise the bar for all blind people. We recognize that we have been given the gift of knowledge and experience by the NFBI's leaders. We appreciate that so many of this affiliate's members have served as mentors, both formally and informally, to our youth. We value their work, past, present, and future, and we're grateful and honored to have become leaders in our own right. We've been granted the legacy that is the future of this organization. We recognize it as a gift, as a responsibility, as a tradition. Our esteemed president, Patty Gregory Chang, once stated, "I'm a Federationist because of those who came before me and those who come after." Truer words were never spoken. Thank you. Aw. Hey, do I have a motion?
I make a motion to
accept. There's a motion to accept the presidential report and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I thought there might be. Okay. All right. We need to talk about dues. This board set dues, and we're scheduled to do so every, be quiet, mobile speak. This board set dues 2 years ago, and we're required to do so every 2 years as a policy. We originally set the dues at $5, with the goal being in mind that even though the Illinois chapters each pay $2, we would accept five and forward two to the individual chapter that the person wants to belong to. The $5 dues were in conformity with what the National Association of Blind Students charges, or requires, rather, as dues. So we need to determine this morning how much we want the dues to be for the next 2 years. Do I hear a motion? Anybody can make a motion. Members. Kathy? There's been a motion made and seconded that the dues of the Illinois Association of Blind Students, that the dues be $5. Any discussion? Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Dues are set for $5 for the next 2 years. Thanks, Kathy. Patty? All right. Any old business? Any old business? Any new business?
Chang.
Chang.
You know, I kid all you students an awful lot, and I guess I'm...
Come use the mic if you don't mind.
Back there, talk to me.
I'm over here.
Okay. Here's mine.
Thank you. She gets around mine all the time.
Actually, I think I gave her a first cane. I did. I kid a lot. And especially with Ronza and Lori and the other students. But I am really proud of what you've done. And I have to say that I'm one of those people who said, I don't know if we should do this again because students are so frangian and. But I'm sincerely proud of what you've done, each and every one of you. And I'm really proud of what the student chapter has done for NFBI in terms of bringing in young people, keeping in young people, and hopefully continuing to draw young people. So I'm proud of you. I don't know what else to say except that I'm proud of each and every one of you.
Thank you.
That'd be nice. Okay. Next up on the agenda, we have an election. Yes. So, this is how it's going to work. I'm trying to remember if I brought... I know how it's going to work, but I'm trying to remember if I brought the ballots down and where I put them if I did. They're somewhere in this room. So, we are going to try to... We're going to open a floor up for nominations. We will... Someone will be nominated, hopefully. Multiple people, possibly, and I will say, are there any further nominations? Three times, and once I've said that three times, then somebody can move that acclamations cease, or that nomination cease, and we vote by acclamation. Or if there are more than one candidate, then we will vote by actual vote. However, the current board has determined that we will have a silent vote if there are any contested elections. And the way that's going to work is that each of you who is a member, and we have a membership list, no cheating, will be given a ballot in the form of a piece of paper for each election. So, say two people, Marco Gabono and Patty Chang, decide they're running for president. Everybody who's a paid member, Mark says he'd never win. Everybody who's a paid member would receive one rectangular piece of paper, and it would be every election, every office has a different color, so you can't reuse it. And for the first candidate, we'd ask you to tear off one corner. For the second candidate, we'd ask you to tear off two corners. For the third candidate, three corners. Fourth candidate, four corners. Fifth candidate, punch a hole in the middle. And we better not have more than that because we're not prepared. So that's how that's going to work. Are there any questions? Okay. I am opening the floor for nominations for the position of president. Are there any nominations?
Madam President.
Michelle Wesley.
I nominate Allison Slaughter.
Allison Slaughter, your name has been placed in nomination for the position of president. Do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? There's been a motion that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation. Is there a second? And a second. Allie, would you like to say anything before you get acclimated? No? Okay, you can accept after. She doesn't have to run anyone, so she doesn't need to give a political speech. All those in favor of electing Allison Slaughter as president, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, President Slaughter. Come on up and say something. Allie, come on up and say something.
Now I gotta talk.
Now you have no choice.
Great.
It's mandated by the people.
Thank you. And I'm hoping next year I can convince Patty that we don't need to have a 7 a.m. breakfast. That's my platform.
Is that it?
That's all.
Okay, great.
That's all I have right now.
That's all she has right now. You'll hear plenty from, you'll hear probably not quite as much from her as you've heard from me over the last 3 years, but one can hope. Okay, opening the floor for nominations for the position of first vice president. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Michelle Wesley.
Allison Slaughter has placed the name of Michelle Wesley in nomination for the position of first vice president. Michelle, do you accept?
Yes.
Michelle accepts the nomination. Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Is there a motion that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation? Is there a second? There's been a motion and a second that we vote, that acclamation, that nominations cease, and we vote by acclamation. Any discussion? All those in favor of electing Michelle Wesley as first vice president, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Michelle. Come on up.
Good morning. I also agree with Allie, no 7 a.m. breakfast, and I can't wait for 2 years when we are singing an IEBS Idol some country song and swaying and crying together.
Yeah. For the record, that was a pop song too. And for the record, I had no choice in the 7 a.m. platform, Patty Chang. Okay, opening nominations up for the position of second vice president. Are there any nominations from the floor? Brandy. Second vice president? I know one of you wants to run. You talked to me 6 months ago. Okay, Brandy Winnecke has been, her name has been placed in nomination for the position of second vice president. Do you accept? Brandy accepts the nomination for position of second vice president. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Are there any further nominations from the floor? Are there any further nominations? Is there a motion that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation? A second? There's been a motion and a second that that nominations close and we vote by acclamation. Any discussion? All those in favor of electing Brandy Winnecke by acclamation, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Congratulations, Brandy. Come on up.
Thank you for the nomination, and I hope to do a good job as second vice president. Thank you.
Okay, opening the floor for nominations for the position of secretary. Are there any nominations? Are there any nominations for secretary? Debbie? Stein, you have a nomination? You told me you were going to nominate someone. Internship winner? Okay, Araceli Avina, your name has been placed in nomination for the position of secretary. Do you accept? Araceli accepts the nomination for position of secretary. Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Do I have a motion that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation?
Yes.
And a second? There's been a motion and a second. The nomination ceases, and we vote by acclamation to elect Araceli Avina into the position of secretary. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Araceli. Come on up.
I thank you guys for accepting me as your new secretary, and I hope to do the IAPS board proud. Thanks.
Thank you, Araceli. Okay, opening up the floor for nominations for the position of treasurer.
Ronza, do you accept this nomination? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right. Is there a motion to vote on this? Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
What? Discussion? No? No? All right. All in favor? All in favor? All opposed? All right, congratulations, Ronza.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I've done this president thing for a while. I figure it can't be too much tougher to do the treasurer thing, which is, I'm going to be dead wrong, aren't I, Allie? Even though I won't be living in this state, we've already worked out the whole bank situation, and I will do my best to be as conscientious a treasurer as Allie and Kelly have been. Okay, opening up the floor for nominations for the position of board member previously held by Bruce Paul, which is a liaison to the NFBI board. Are there any nominations?
I have one.
Araceli.
Debbie
Stein, your name has been placed in nomination for the position of board member number one. Do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Debbie has accepted the nomination. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Are there any further nominations from the floor? Are there any further nominations from the floor? Is there a motion that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation? Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Debbie Stein. Come on up and say a few words.
Thank you, everyone. It's an honor to become officially a member of the board. I will do my best to help the students move forward with this wonderful chapter and to grow and develop in the ways that they have started, so in such an exciting way that they've started over the last 2 years. Thank you.
Okay, our final board position, opening up the floor for nominations for board member 2, which is the liaison to the NABS board. Cassandra Certeza, your name has been placed in nomination for the position of board member. Do you accept? Cassandra accepts. Are there any further nominations from the floor? Is there a motion that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation? Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded that nominations cease and we vote by acclamation to elect Cassandra Certeza as board member of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Congratulations, Cassandra. Come on up.
Hi. Thanks a lot for voting me as one of the members in the student board. And I'll try my best to help out. And, you know, I hope I could contribute more to this organization, like the student organization. And, yeah, thanks.
Okay, just to wrap up, we've elected a new board. President Allison Slaughter, First Vice President Michelle Wesley, Second Vice President Brandy Winnecke, Secretary Araceli Avina, Treasurer Ronza Othman, Board Member Debbie Stein, Board Member Cassandra Certeza. Congratulations. All right, that brings us to the end of this agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn? It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah. Goodbye.